Since last decade's housing boom, Florida's housing market has been a barometer for events that will take place in the rest of the country. That makes Lionel Lightbourne a pretty sick canary. He's been looking for a home with his wife and the 7 kids between them, ages 15 to 28.
I want enough space where they can come over and they eat a Thanksgiving meal and they get stuff. They can go in a room and lay down. And if all of them want to go lay down at the same time with the grandchildren, they'll be able to do that.
For that, he says, they need at least 3 bedrooms. They've been looking for a place for more than 6 years, and their problem isn't financing.
Oof. You're talking about 20, maybe 20 approvals so far that just expired because we couldn't find the home that would match our needs.
At this point, Lightbourne says, the time he and his wife spend house hunting have turned into dates.
And now we can go out and look at homes and have something to eat or buy some finger foods, you know, a few sodas, and just drive around and look at houses that we may own in the future, near future.
This is the area that he would like to buy, but the inventory is very tight.
Lightbourne's realtor, Hedy Fana, points to the house he's interested in, a light blue 3-bedroom, 2-bath in Sky Lake. But before he could even get there, it was already off the market.
And how many properties have you seen so far?
Oh, too many to remember. Too many to remember.
Foreign investors have been gobbling up properties all over South Florida, often paying with cash. And a bank's going to be hard-pressed to accept financing over cash.
Now, a lot of people who would be home buyers are now left to rent.
Ali Bustamante is from FIU's Institute for Social and Economic Policy.
This greater demand for rent is driving up the rent prices.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development recommends that no more than 30% of your income go to housing costs. Bustamante says that's not what's happening here.
You know, more often than not, when I come across most people, whether they're lower class, middle class or people, they tend to be spending well upwards to 70% of their incomes.
And renters generally pay a larger percentage than homeowners. That's especially hard if your income isn't all that reliable. Ariel Vicaria is an artist living in Miami. She's looking for a new apartment in the Biscayne Corridor. And though rents are high for her, it's the down payment that's the hardest.
When you're signing a lease, usually they will ask for 2 securities in your first month. And that's a big chunk of money.
A bigger chunk than in the last place she lived, Sarasota.
I rented a 2-bedroom duplex. It was $700. We had a garage. We had a backyard. We had beautiful kitchen, you know, and it was spacious. It was spacious and it was in a nice neighborhood. And in Miami, you're going to be very hard-pressed to find anything like that.
Bustamante says it's not just a matter of being priced out of certain neighborhoods. It's a matter of being priced out of South Florida altogether.
If you're not on the Bay, if you're just inland, property values tend to be relatively similar, irrespective of where you are.
Even as inland prices are rising, in neighborhoods like Sky Lake, where Lionel Lightbourne has been trying to buy a place for years, it's not that he can't afford to buy. If only he had the cash to buy a place outright, or the time to drop everything and be there the second something goes on the market. Some place he can gather everyone for Thanksgiving, and then pass it along.
It's amazing how you think one piece of property, how it affects the whole aspiration of families and generations to come.
Housing experts say they hope this doesn't signal another housing bubble, especially because the rest of the country will be likely to follow. In the meantime, though, Lightbourne and his wife will continue to try and have a little fun with her house hunting, assured that more misses mean more dates. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.